You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Bob Jones. Coming up next, it is about storing your husband.
Oh, goodness.
Or your boyfriend when you are shopping. Or maybe it could be vice versa, but that could be maybe a single out case. I don't know. I want to know more about this. I hope you do, too. And we'll talk more about that right after this break.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture. Debates the big issues. Every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable. Apparently, girls love shopping, but boys don't necessarily. Dragging a reluctant man with you can diminish the pleasure of shopping. It can be suffering for the man as well. A so-called husband storage might be a solution to this dilemma, as some shopping malls are offering the service right now here in China. Tell me a little bit more about
Absolutely,
storage
because we,
of the man.
We men are offended, okay? We are offended that you would store us, and I'm proposing girlfriend storage for when guys want to play video games with their buddies and the girlfriend doesn't want to play video games with the buddies, so you store your girlfriend somewhere.
This is warfare. This is war of the sexes breaking out before our eyes.
But let me talk about what is actually happening in a mall in Fuzhou that is getting famous online because of a literally husband cloakroom. It's a place where men can sit down, take a little rest, read books, look at magazines, and charge your mobile phone. Free Wi-Fi is available. And so basically, this is getting a lot of hype. Some of the ladies really like this kind of romanticism of them being able to shop and not have their boyfriend trail behind and be like, are we done yet? Are we done? And they can be as free as they want while the guy does his Wi-Fi and whatever he wants to do in a room with other guys.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan,
yes.
I cannot believe that you think this is girls just ditching their beloved significant other and so she can enjoy her shopping. It's not about that at all.
What is it about?
It's about thinking for your significant other. Do you honestly want to be dragged around looking at shoes and dresses? We are sparing you time and honoring your wishes so you can look at your phone, which you really want to do, and not the pretty dress I'm wearing right now.
You know what? I disagree. I would love to go around with my girlfriend and do shopping and tell her what I think looks good and have a say in maybe some of the wardrobe she picks. And at the same time, I'm realizing that guys, at least in a relationship where you're working the 9-to-5 Monday through Friday, when you go out on the weekend, that's your time to spend time together, quality time. And even when she's shopping, or even when you're shopping, you can be talking and catching up on all the gossip or whatever's happening at work, just sharing those moments together that you don't get throughout the week. So that's my personal view on it. I think these kind of things promote... And I was just talking to a friend about it the other day, promotes this kind of weird phenomena that's happening now where you'll go to a restaurant, you'll see a couple sitting down, and instead of enjoying each other's company, they're enjoying their mobile phone, and they're doing things, and they're just eating in complete silence. And when I see that, I often, and what I told my friend was, why go out to dinner? Why even be in a relationship? I feel like relationships are enjoying each other's company, and I believe something like this promotes kind of like, okay, I'm done with you, I'm going to use like money and go buy stuff, and then when I need that, you can come to me and buy my stuff.
I feel as though I'm intruding on a private argument. But just going back to, I sort of want to know, do women really care what their husbands or boyfriends think of the dress they're going to buy? And do the men in those relationships, do they really have an opinion? I think this is the big problem. Is it worth having your husband or boyfriend with you while you're trying to buy something which is really crucial?
I am so glad you asked that question, Bob.
Dang it, Bob.
I want more money. Pay me.
Well, I thought I was the one that's going to get the extra cash after the show from Bob, and now maybe the table has turned. Yes, that is a very valid question. And look at the designers. They're usually homosexual men or women, and these are the people that understand what looks good on women.
So you need to take your best gay friend with you.
If you have a gay bestie, then yeah, that he is a godsend gift to you. And what about your straight boyfriend or husband? Do they understand fashion? Do they understand what looks good on a woman?
No.
I have some serious doubt. So basically, it depends on who you're dressing up for.
No, but we understand. I gotta chip in for my fellow guys out there. No. But we understand that we love you, and we want to spend time with you being our girlfriend, and sometimes that means not always doing what you want to do. And in which case, that could be the guy playing video games and the girl doing something like shopping. Relationships are give and takes, and I think this kind of promotes some weird compromise. Spend time with your loved one, even when they're not doing something you necessarily are excited about. Suck it up.
Can I put my psychology hat on here?
Yes, please.
Yes,
can I? Be very
great.
Serious. Do you think
looks
you like it?
Good.
It's very me, isn't it? I think that one of the problems here is why are people staying so closely together? And it might be because the lady in this relationship wants to keep an eye on the man to make sure that, he may have gone to the husband cloakroom and he may be playing video games, who knows?
So they need to add
Ryan,
a camera system
true.
So you can watch
you
your
need
husband
to be able to monitor
shopping.
Exactly where he is, because as soon as the lady goes to choose a dress, the husband's left the husband cloakroom and has gone off to do something more interesting.
That's enough out of you, Bob.
I just know your secrets.
But, Mike, you know, one of the netizens say, why would the boyfriends even, why wouldn't they just stay home? And I take that a step further. Why are you in a relationship? If you're not spending time together doing something that she likes to do, then I think there's a serious problem in your relationship. She should be doing some of the things you're interested in. You should be doing some of the things she's interested in. I think that's healthy compromise in a relationship, and that's what I'm saying.
Yes, but if you're sharing a life together and you're sharing a lifetime together, there's plenty of time to do stuff together.
And choosing a dress can feel like a lifetime.
Says the man in the room. And that's exactly why we want to leave you in a storage or at home.
Jeez, low blow.
That's low blow. You've crossed the line.
Oh, dear. And our WeChat listeners have so much to say about this. There's a few guys that are saying, I would love to be in that storage with Wi-Fi and and being dragged around when you need to tell the lady whether she looks good in this or not. And they always look the same. Thank you, guys, for telling the truth.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Han says, you know, I always anticipate new comments from him. That is, there should be a place for kids to be stored. That's all for today, and bye! See you tomorrow!